project.
Oh. High tech.
Right, well, so we're all on. So, this is Kylie Chang and Penny Bell recording for the Dialect Project on the 7th of July 2022, and we're currently with Jennifer Kitson. Right, so it should all be.
It's more to check that all the bars are doing what they should do.
So I'll tell you what we know from the project. So we know
that your name's spelled wrong for a start.
That one, yeah. So we know that the researcher from Leeds, Peter Wright, so how it all came about was after the Second World War, the researchers from Leeds saw there was gonna be so much change and that dialect was gonna be lost. And they set out to try and speak to as many people in England. So they visited 313 locations, including Borough.
Yeah.
And we don't quite know why they chose Borough. We've got some of the kind of faxes and letters from some places, and we don't know whether it was like a word of mouth, you know, kind of that they did. Someone said, you know, go speak to that farmer in Borough, okay. And they just went. We don't quite know the reasoning why. So when they came here, we know that they spoke to Matthew Morton, Jack, Harry Barnett, Fred Kirk, and John Lawton. And it was in November 1951 that he actually mastered here. If I can get you just to come on, it's all right, Joe. Just come to your jumper. Can sometimes be a little doesn't.
Oh, I see.
That's it. Just clicks.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know that the section that Jack did, there was 9 books. There was over 1,000 questions with all in these 9 books. So there were literally
rooms.
Say, what do you call this? What do you call that? And we know that Jack completed the farming section for us when he was. When he was asked. So Peter Wright, the researcher, he wrote down, perfectly broad dialect, talks nothing else, best of a good set of informants. And Peter wrote down that it was that he thought that Jack was born 1874. So the age of him when he was getting interviewed was 77. Parents natives, wife from Gisborough.
Nanny.
Farmer, left Borrowby Village School at 14. So, I mean, I imagine when these
it was set, it was called Merton. Merton School, it's what it was being called, yes.
Because I wondered, there'd obviously been something there that it passed out, but I won't quite
know. Yeah, it's just down there, it's still there, but it's always been classed as Merton School.
So, I mean, when Peter was doing this, I don't actually know whether he realised that we would be looking at this in 2022. I kind of wish he'd wrote more information. Some of the other researchers, because obviously Peter Wright was here, but there was different ones, have wrote beautiful, like, almost poetry about the villages, you know, what the town looked like. They drew pictures. So some of them in some places, especially down south, were really quite elaborate. But Peter wasn't. So these are some of the questions that Jack was asked about the land. So what was left in a cornfield after harvesting?
Yeah.
So the words it's in the bowl here are more the, I suppose, the common ones that he was not necessarily expecting, but that maybe he was more familiar with hearing. And then he also asked about the weeds on the land. And what he had was some drawings. I've got a couple of them.
Right.
And they were showing these picture cards that were kind of, and so, again, said, what do you call this? So that's why it says this.
He wouldn't say coach cross because he wouldn't know that. I wouldn't think.
Some of them are not familiar with that. So what? So they needed ploughing and crops as well.
Yeah.
What root crops do you grow? If you're gathering swedes, what do you do to each other after you've pulled it out of the ground? So those type of.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the notebooks. So this is a page from the notebook. Now, it doesn't make much sense, I'm going to be honest, because the way they wrote it down was trying to...
tuck it up.
Put it in a code of the phonetic alphabet to actually understand the... so the linguist can understand it. I'm not a linguist, so I read some of this and I think, what? But sometimes, corn with a sickle, you can kind of say... man who puts sheaves onto the wagon.
Yeah.
So that was the loading. So this one.
On the left hand side.
So these are the questions. So oh, I see. To it.
Yeah.
6A. When your fields have done well, you say we've had a good
crop.
Something harvest. So he's wrote down there.
Harvest.
So he's not particularly put. And there's a little lovely bit here. Three loads of corn, with one too much to go on the stack of one. Put it on the side. We were looking at this one, aren't we? Leaning against the stack.
Leaning up against the stack, yeah.
So they were talking, so they're quite hard to read, but I just thought it was quite nice to show you. So this one here is about, what do you make a straw rope with? Straw twine.
Twiner.
Yeah. And I tried to draw a bit of a picture of what that looked like.
Oh, because we didn't do it like that. You didn't choose to do it like that. You just twisted it round each other and then put it round the sheath.
So, from informants...
so that looks like a machine for doing that.
Description. From informants, description is too long. 2 inch long.
2 foot long.
2 foot long. Yeah. So, they have these little... these little bits where there's little drawings and things like this in the books, but largely...
there's flares. Those flares.
It says threshing with a trail. A flail.
Some pennies even better than me at me, didn't they? The question... so these are the type of questions. So it was asked about threshing, hay making. Guess what you'd kind of expect, really. And then this bit, this is what we was looking at, wasn't we? Which was a hay spade.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, there's a tears running the host. Especially when it got too hot and you had to cut a thing right through the middle.
And it would just cut it out, would it?
Well, you chucked it out, you went miles down and you... oh, it was to get it out for the beast. Originally from a stack, but say it got too hot, you could feel it getting hot, you put an iron bar in and then you cut a square hole right down the stack. You know, maybe 20 foot or something like that.
So they don't use those spades anymore today? Do they?
Not really, no. No, they don't, because they don't stack it loose, you see. It's just in bales. What did I use on for last? I can't remember how to use it. We've got one.
And then we've got some drawings at the end of the book, which are not... we know that Peter Wright, the researcher, has done them, but it's a cowburn.
Cow bayet.
Yeah. So we've got the... from inside, so he's talking. It's quite hard to read. I do appreciate that they're
For throwing muck into midden.
Yeah, this was the picture you liked, wasn't it, Penny?
I was going to say, put a big chair over here.
Yeah, put a big chair.
And what's that? Channel.
Channel in the back of the couch. Yeah.
And then there's one from the outside. So we don't know whether... it just says, on most local farms. So we don't know whether he was drawing from studying somebody's yard, you know, was he studying Jack's farmyard, drawing this, looking at it, or had he just wandered around the village and found one?
It doesn't look like arrows.
It doesn't look like arrows, no.
It's a,
not really.
A threshing thing, though, isn't it?
Oh. That's the, the poles are turned.
Yeah.
Oh, have I not had any other cow? Oh, I thought I'd done both cow ones then. There was two cow ones. I'll see if I can bring it up. But yeah,
that's the threshing things.
But we just, there's these little things. Four.
A wheelhouse now. Who's got a wheelhouse left?
Derek Bros.
Ah, there is. There's one at, because they preserve them now and make them into fancy houses to sit in rooms.
So then when so they came back, so I think this is Stanley Ellis who's done the recording, so another researcher
right.
I've got a picture of. So he came back to speak to Jack in April 1955.
Mm-hmm.
So after, just trying to find what date did he
come in? Oh, because they were there in 51, yeah.
They were there in 51, weren't they? So they came back. What they tried to do was talk to at least one person in every room, which that was their room. And on this occasion, they spoke to Jack. So, Jack Farmer, recorded at home in Borrowby, talks about farming, haymaking, cutting clover, good bad seasons, farm sizes, farm horses, working for his father. He describes haymaking, processing changes, working days, age 20, family farms, family horses and beer. That's the description.
Yeah.
And then we've got a little bit of a transcript of the recording, but I'll play it and then you'll probably understand it more.
Maybe.
Than the transcript. So Bill, have a...
Have you got a picture of a whaler's penny? Is that what you're looking at? No. Sorry.
So that's the little extract that we've got. So
that's good, isn't it?
I'll get that working, but I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
About him chatting and kind of saying about, was it a little bit about when he...
I didn't know Miss Jarvison from next door, because that was our Auntie Louie. Well, we called her that. I didn't know they were there all that time, because I thought they'd only just come through the wall, but the count have done. Because he said 21 years ago. So Miss Jarvison must have been there a long time.
Yeah,
she does have. Because we help them, obviously. I used to go down all the time when I was little to help them.
There's another little bit as well of that it says about, which I really like, and it's a little bit about beer before breakfast. We always had a full jug of beer, and then my aunt was there in the house, you know, she'd fetch us another one about 6. And then she used to fetch us our breakfast about 8, and nobody knew about the first jump.
Oh, that's good. so there was bad. We used to play where there was somebody at Kilmington, and all they did was drink all the time, Musgroves. All they drink all the time. Beer. And he was as bad.
So what can you... So Jack was your grandfather. So can you remember much about him?
Not really. That was quite interesting, though, because obviously he's taught us, well, many things, not the others, because I was too small. But that emphasis on sharpening the scythe and the hair spade had to be sharp. Yeah.
And you still farm?
No, contractors.
Contractors.
I am doing as much now.
Yeah. But in the past, is that what?
Yeah, always found, yeah. We were down there. Well, until the dad died, we got put off.
So your family's been in here quite a
long time. Quite a long time. Oh, yes. So it was a shame to move, but anyway.
Do you think it's changed much? Has the village changed much from
Canada? There's a lot of outsiders come in.
Yeah.
And people who don't know.
Was it, I mean, kind of in your growing up, do you have any kind of memories of, I don't know, going somewhere with your parents, maybe perhaps visiting your grandfather or anything?
Oh, no, because he lived with us, you see. Right. They were there always till they died.
Ah, right.
So, you know, we all lived in the same house. So, and we didn't go anywhere. We went next door to Miss Davis and Auntie Louie and Uncle Harry and the other people down the lane. But we were separate because we lived on that bottom... Oh, yeah, maybe I haven't come in. On that bottom road.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like a community along the bottom, not part of the village as such, because we didn't see anybody.
Yeah.
You told about how you used to walk across the fields to come to the whist drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that was to go to... Yeah, my grandma played whist at Thornley Moor. And it... Well, it would be about 2 miles, I think. And our Sandy was only 4. And we went all the way across these fields. It would be about 2 miles. And he put a wrong card down at 4-year-old. And she sent us home. She said, and we had to walk home in the dark on our own. She used to pick a friend up on the way past.
But and what animals did you have on your farm then? What did
cows,
you
have? An odd pig or two, no sheep. No, there's no room for sheep. And potatoes and turnips, cabbage, that type of thing, yeah.
And you brought some photos in?
Well, it was only the photo of Grandad. Oh. It's the only one we've got, really.
Oh, wow, what a lovely photo. And is that you?
That's me, yeah. We call him Guy, you see.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And was that just an abbreviation of Grandad?
I assume so. I assume that we did, yeah.
And that was taken in the
orchard? Orchard, yes.
And do you know to the photo then?
Well, my mother, by the looks of it, by the looks of her hair.
Oh, what beautiful photo.
And then that's my dad with me on the well. We had a well in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, that you had to wind to get the water.
Yeah.
And the water runs in a stream from here. There's a... It's called Westwell when you go out of the village towards the bottom. And there's a straight stream runs right through. Pure good water. Lovely tasting water. Have you seen that well, Penny?
No.
It's where you go before you go up to Wilf's.
Right.
I assume it's still there.
And the pumps in the village, when did people, were they using them when you were a child? I don't know,
you see. Because we walked to school, the same school that Guy went to, but went across the fields to get there, you see. It was nearly 2 miles, so we just walked that way. I didn't like coming through the village because I was only... I'd never seen kids, you see.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big... I'm assuming it was a small village school, but...
There were 3 teachers.
Oh,
which, so... I don't know how many there is now, but...
Sounds like quite...
There was an infant and then a junior class and then a senior. Yeah, but the kids stayed at school till they were 14.
Yeah.
And then 15.
So you went there too, so was there, do you have any memories of, you know, did your mum take you to school?
She did for a little while and then you went on your own.
Yeah.
But it was safe then, you say, but you went across the fields. I didn't like coming through the village because... kids were noisy and I was writing on them and occasionally came up because we went to the shop and had to pick something up on the way home.
So is it a village? Have you still got a village?
I haven't. No, into the town. It's straight opposite here.
Ah, right.
So it was a post office. Well, there was two shops, but this was the one you went to. I don't know why you didn't go to the one near the pub.
What did the one near the pub sell?
I don't remember. When we used to, I mean, she was a nice lady, Mrs. Wright, but we never ever went. I don't know.
And so the shop by the post
Mrs.
office.
Mrs. Fletcher ran the shop.
What did
yeah.
she sell?
Everything.
Everything.
Absolutely everything. Yeah. Oh.
Just ignore that.
Yeah, everything. You know.
Did you venture much out of the village, or was your life kind of, could you get everything you needed here, or did you need to travel?
My mum went to Nathalton on the bus, because we didn't have a car for a long time, on the bus on a Wednesday for a little while, but I don't know what she particularly got. We got everything here, really.
And then when you left school... At 14, did you?
No, because secondary school had come. Oh, right. We built a school at Nathalton by then. So once we were 11, went down to Nathalton, caught the bus down at the bottom.
11 plus,
or? Yeah, 11 plus, yes. So that was.
And then, if you don't mind me asking, what did you do once you finished school? Did you go straight kind of into farming?
Yes, yeah, I worked for a farmer on the bottom road.
Did you do a range of tasks, or did you have a...
Oh, yes, because there was combines then, and... it was a bigger farm. So, it was milking cows, but he had sheep as well, which I'd never met before. That's what I said to Penny. I got a pet, he gave me a pet lamb, did Mr. Ryder, and took it on, love Lolo. And he used to obviously spoil it, must have given it some tea cake one morning, choked it, so it died, so I was crying my eyes out, came down the hill on the way to work, and I ran over Mr. Barnett, broke his leg. He was a roadman.
He's one of the other men.
There's your other ones, and he was cross. Very. I would be 15 then. I went to college after that at Askham Ryan when I was 17 for two years.
Oh.
And then came back home.
Was there lots of females at Askham Ryan at that time?
No, I was the first one there. Two of us doing agriculture and three doing horticulture. Mm. So, yes.
And did you feel like you learnt a lot there, or did you feel like you knew it and it was just...
No, you learnt a lot. I will say that, but you listened, because it was interesting, a lot better than school. I hated school, especially hated here, because the headmaster was awful. Brutal.
So, Harry Barnett,
and he lived in Fred Calton's house.
Who?
Mr. Barnett, Rose Cottage, it said.
Oh, hell, it was maybe another Mr. Barnett then, because he lived there, next to the chapel. The one I ran over.
Well, he might have moved, might have moved.
No, Mr. Camp. No, Fred's dad lived there as long as I remember.
Right. I just noticed his house was called Rose Cottage yesterday when I walked past it.
Oh, well, Mrs. Barney used to live
right
on from the chapel. I don't remember.
But
we used to go, because my dad was very friendly, because Mr. Counton was a thrashing man, Fred's dad.
Right.
Actually, Fred would have known a lot, you know.
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Because I used to go regular, because he kept bees. Our son spent most of his life purple when he was little, because he got stung by bees. But we always came up here, and I used to go around with Mr. Calton, maybe before I left school, on the thrashing machine. So he was married. two about it now, but that was a paper from Keswick Mill. So yeah. I thought Laurie Barnett lived here. Almost certain.
He maybe did.
Some of them other old, the old people know that are coming to do.
Well, I mean, we had, I think we had Rose Cottage wrote down there, but I'll double check for Harry, because obviously, as we know with Jack, like it was a his Peter Wright wrote it down with a kit.
But everybody used to say Kitson when old man Granger down at the bottom, he dug graves and things, it's in the church records as Kitson.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because it sounded like that, you say, didn't it? Really?
Yeah, I suppose it depends.
You've always had to spell it for paper, really.
How many cows did you have on your farm then when you were little?
When I was little, maybe 12 or 13, and then we got up to 30 by the time.
Did you milk them, help
them? I milked them by hand.
By hand.
Before you went to school.
I was going to say, I'm an expert.
Yes, yeah. Well, you never thought of it really, I suppose, did you? No, when he's saying he's been up at 3, cutting grass and things like that. I know that they did that, but I don't remember that.
I did.
And you brought the milk up to the top of the lane in cans and things like that.
And this might sound like a silly question, but I mean, I'm guessing that, well, some people perhaps didn't have an alarm clock as such, and a lot of farmers don't use
alarm clocks. No, because you wake up automatically.
And you know, you kind of are awake as the animals, and I just wondered whether that was the same with cows, or, you know, did they start mooing with them, and that's when you knew you needed to be up to go milk them? Like,
you just knew. It isn't a daft question, but funny enough, I went and helped a lad who was ill when I was doing milking for people. And I had to go at 6:30, maybe 6 o'clock, so that we could cut grass. You know, Sandy and I working together. And you had to go and wake every cow up. And I was there a month, and they never learnt to get up, because Tim never started milking till 8 o'clock. And his son's exactly the same now. We found that last week. Exactly the same.
So when you say go and wake them up... with a big stick,
just poke them up and come on, lass. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. You definitely have to wake them up, but I would think we started about 6:30.
And what type of cows did you have? Did you have
Frisians, short arm cross, and a Jersey?
And did you have a show sheep?
No.
Because I know that, some people...
No.
What about buying them? Did you...
We brought calves and things to borrow the show, and such as that. And Mr. Ryder, where I worked down there, he showed his cattle, so I got to do that. But...
And was that when you were slightly old?
Oh, well, 15, 16, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you see some of them now and they're
little five
and little
ones. Yeah, well, there isn't. There'll be a picture in there of one of Mr. Rogers' cows up the bottom of his show. But, no. And we used to just walk them up the road, show them in the field down there, and take them back home again.
You used to walk your pigs as well, didn't you? If you
to get your pigs served. Oh, we must have had more than one pig. Two or three. Because there's a farm there again, all on the bottom. We call ourselves the Bob Road people, because we're all sort of like family. You know, you went into each other's houses just like you never knocked. I still don't like people's houses, you forget. And used to take, when they're When they wanted serving, I'm trying to think of the word. you walked them down the road to Mr. Kirby's and got them served and brought them back home.
I imagine that's pretty hard with pigs. I mean, I've moved cows and sheep, but I've never moved a pig.
Yeah, you just had a board and a plastic and just walked them down. They were quite happy going down the road because they knew where they were going, except when they were gilts when they were first going down. But yeah, no, they went down quite happily. They didn't come back happily. But we didn't have a trailer or anything to bring them, so just walked them down.
Do you remember your first tractor that you got on your farm?
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Somewhere. Where is it?
I love this one.
I meant he lived in Scotland, so that was a trip out to Arbroath. Oh, it's a tractor. Some of them are taken out because I made an album for my sister when she was. That's showing up for a show, 1965.
That's a lovely photograph.
That's a little Ferguson here. There's Mary Peckage here, that you're going to see next. That's a flip tractor. That's us three in a studio photograph.
Oh, I love this one with the motorbike in the stable next to the calves.
Yeah, and that's my sister.
Is that you?
Oh, no, that's my sister, yeah.
Love that.
Oh, that's Grandad again, Gary.
Was he quite a family man then? He looks quite like...
Well, I don't know, I assume he was. You don't think of them being like that, do you? Not really. And all of a sudden he can remember about him. He should remember more, really, but he doesn't because he got pneumonia. But he remembers being taken into the room and looking at him when he was dead, which he always had to. People were kept at home. So he remembers going in there and looking. That was our tent, a sheet. Some sticks. Oh, it's a flipping tractor. There's a few tractors in here.
Did you have quite a few? Did quite a few of the farmers around here have tractors?
Well, we had horses.
Yeah, yeah.
We had horses. Well, we all helped each other, if you know what I mean. So, Mr. Coates, that you might see this afternoon. That's Sandy. It is. Cowboy days, sort of thing. Yeah, not cowboys, teddy boys, sort of days.
Horses?
Is Frank coming?
Yeah, hopefully.
He used to come and do our combat. This is Askham Round. How's it going? None of the tractor. We had a little grey Fergie, which we got in 1952. But we still had the horses, two horses.
And did you ride the horses quite a bit then to kind of fetch bits and pieces?
No, they weren't riding horses, they were working for ploughing and things like that. We did have a pony, bloody Shetland thing. He was a green little sod. But a lady in the village, we used to bring our cattle up here to eat her grass halfway down the village at Field House, and she gave me a pony, a proper pony to ride. Mrs. Watson, you didn't know her a penny.
How often did you ever go to Leek Church? The church is outside of the village.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday? Did you walk there?
Sunday morning. Do you know? I don't know. I remember going across the fields to it, obviously. Yeah. So we must have walked at some time, but we went to church in the morning, most mornings. I'm not saying every Sunday, but... then Sandy and Margaret, I refused to go, because I hated the vicar, refused to go to Sunday school, so I stayed at home and worked. And then we went, we walked round by Growth Hall because we were on their estate. And we walked round by there, dropped my dad and Uncle Harry from the bottom at the pub at the Lane Ends, 3 tons. It's there now, but 3 tons. And then we came up here with my mother and Auntie Louie and went to chapel. And then when we finished chapel, off we trotted back and picked them up on the way home.
And did you wear your Sunday best, or was it
your back? Oh no, you would have your Sunday best on, I'm sure. I hated getting changed, and I still do. Yeah.
And did many people go to chapel or to the church?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people.
Everybody.
Not like now. No.
And was there any dances in the village or like social activities?
Sandy would tell you more about them. I never went. I'm sorry, but I was too shy to go to things like that.
That's all right.
I never joined in anything.
No, that's absolutely
fine.
I suppose
I worked and I didn't want to go out. No. And then when I was at school, then headmistress was very strict, and my mother was stricter. If I didn't do as I was told, you stayed in and you got your homework done. And did everything right.
So when you went to Aspen Bryan, did you, that's quite a trek from here, isn't it?
Oh, but you stayed.
You stayed.
Oh yeah, I hated it at the beginning. You weren't allowed home for a month. And if I'd been allowed home, I wouldn't have gone back. Terrified.
And did you live in like a
hostel? Well, in those rooms in there. In the Asker Brown complex place. So the girls were on the top floor and we had a warden, even though there was just 5 of us. So. It was good. I enjoyed it, you know, once you got going, maybe by about Christmas. Yeah.
And did you all have, did you share rooms at Asker
Brown? No. Only tiny, but yeah.
And was that, I'm guessing that was still early mornings and things like that as well?
It was if you did duties, because you did duties then, whereas I don't think they do now. So you milked, one week was cows, beef, sheep, pigs and poultry. Until one lad that was there with us stole all the hens overnight.
Did they return, or...?
No. They got expelled, but... Because they were on duty, and... I don't know, it was all hushed up and everything. But I caused a scandal one day. Well, one, it would be Christmas. I was doing pigs, and I'd gone... And Mr. Cornwall was in charge of the pigs. And he says, "Oh, my... Oh, I says, this is a dead pig. Oh... A poorly pig." He says, "Oh, hell." He says, "It's got rigor mortis." I says, "What's that?" And he says, "Oh, it's terrible." He says, "That's it. Holidays are cancelled." So I went into breakfast and told all the students that were still there that holidays were cancelled. I had to go and tell the principal that this rigor mortis. So... That was it. I had a clue what rigor mortis was. Not a clue. So this was all day and everybody was fuming because obviously not Christmas was cancelled. And I would say a majority of us didn't know what rigor mortis was.
So when you found out...
That's when they told me. They put me in a dustbin, like with my legs... My bum in and my legs out and left me there all the next day. Very cross. It wasn't my fault, blooming rigor mortis. I thought it was a disease. So that was that.
You learned the hard way with that one.
Yeah. Don't say anything again.
Oh, it must have been
been such an experience there, from being at home to then having to go away to stay and live with other people.
Live with other people, yes. And maybe, and then we went out, obviously. Not particularly to dances. We had dances there, like balls and things like that. So you got, well, I borrowed clothes from one of the other girls because I didn't have fancy ball gowns or anything like that. And you wouldn't ask for them because there wasn't the money to provide them.
So you borrowed them and it was like Cinderella.
Yes. Well, a bit. But yeah, certainly didn't go out really.
And if you looked back, kind of like memory-wise, of your kind of your life and your history here, is there any kind of standout things that you've really noticed that have changed or that memories when you press, you know, when you pass away, you think, oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah, you have lots of memories of what...
You know, I remember so-and-so doing that, or I remember visiting there, or...
Yeah, and we helped, well, we helped Tim Hawk on the farm here pick potatoes, and we did... Oh, I hated picking potatoes.
Oh!
It's a nightmare. And it was steep on the hills. But anyway...
I bet that was very long days doing potatoes.
Yeah, it was, but you had fun. You enjoyed working, you know, really. I did. I still do. I miss it a lot.
Oh, thank you. That's been lovely chatting about kind of these things and learning a little bit more about you and your life and how kind of guy.
Yeah, but I haven't really done anything, you say, have I? Wait till you see Mary, because Mary does all sorts, and she helped with village things, and she's been a stalwart.
So I wondered whether we've been doing, when we've been doing kind of chatting to people, we have some dialect questions.
Yeah.
And
here's somebody come.
I wondered if we could just go through and have a, whether I could ask you, because what we're looking to see is which ones maybe matched with Jack.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, if I'll just grab the cards and then we'll...
Hiya, Mary.
Hiya.
This is Mary.
Yeah, just put them in the box.
In
the
bottom box, this box.
No, bottom box, we want some cards.
Oh, is it empty?
Right.
I've got some
points.
Right.
Do you like a coffee?
No, I'll just have one, thank you. I'll just have a
breakfast.
Yes, I am in the room, yes.
This is Mary,
I didn't know whether we were allowed early or not.
No, it's okay. We're just going to do this last bit, aren't we?
We go sit and listen.
Have a look. Yeah, we're just finished.
Well, you know some of these words. Won't you?
Like, you think it would take long, this is easy.
It could be a mother as little as wrong.
Say there, honey, how many seats do you want?
Oh, it's okay. Right.
Am I your seat?
No, you're not.
Yes,
you are.
Well, I didn't know.
These two will know some words.
Right. Well, because the linguists at Leeds might scare me a little bit if I try and do three of you answering
questions.
Right. If I do it with you first, Topher, and then I might ask these guys if we've got time. Okay. What do you call this creature?
Hedgehog. Do you want me to call it something else? But hedgehog.
What do you call this one?
Daddy long legs.
And about these?
Oh, well, what's that? Oh, it's a porky.
This one?
Oh, sweetheart, goose gus.
That's a drop of?
Dew.
This is a bag of?
Sweets.
What's that?
What do you call one of these? It's a bread item.
A roll or a bun?
What do you call these? You perhaps have them with jam and cream.
Scones.
And how many are there in the picture? There's not one, not three. Two. And these ones?
Spring onions.
And what is...
Piggyback. Seesaw. I think... Yeah.
If you were saying the sentence, what would you use in your conversation? He asked me to fix it, and no way, do it yourself. You might say some of these, you might say something different. He asked me to fix it, and
wait,
I said,
whether I could
no
do
way.
It.
Huh? We're assuming that you're not doing it.
Sorry.
That's all right. You might not use one, and that's fine. I was like, I said, or anything else.
I don't know, because you put nowhere and do it yourself there, so...
it was more the terminology. If you said, he asked me to fix it, and I said, no way, do it yourself. You know, it's how the word, but it's part, that's it, it's part. The food was tasty.
Maybe well tasty. Mm. Alright, that's been a lamb going off to set my pills.
That's alright. Are you alright? Just do a quick what do you call a room in a house for storing food?
Pantry.
If you haven't eaten any food for a long time, you're bound to feel...
Starving.
What words do you use for something to eat?
Grub, maybe.
What do you call a coffee you might get from a cafe with lots of milk in it?
I don't know, because I don't get any from there. It's too dear. Sorry.
What's the dairy product that you spread on toast and sandwiches?
Butter.
What words or phrase would you use to indicate a temporary break in a game when points cannot be scored? If you were playing a game, do you have a phrase?
No.
If you fall over in the playground, your knee might get... Or if you fell over outside even, and your knee might get...
Scrubbed. Thank you, Frank.
If you get covered in dirt at the playground, these are from the school section. When you get home, you might need to get in the, not a shower,
Didn't have one. No, we didn't have
you
one.
Didn't have one. What would you say now if you were to go?
Oh, in a bath. Bath, sorry. You'd have got washed in a basin. When you were at school, because no water.
Tin bath.
Hey?
Tin bath.
Yeah, we had a tin bath, yeah.
When children are very excited, you might say they're full of...
devilment.
At the end of a long and tiring day, you'd say you were absolutely...
knackered.
Which word would you use to mean a not attending school?
Scamming off, maybe.
Sometimes when children are very naughty, their parents tell them that someone will come and take them away. What do you call this mysterious person? You may not use this term anymore.
Bogeyman. Did you want bogeyman?
Yeah, bogeyman.
You grow crops and raise animals on a
farm.
When you walk the countryside after heavy rain, your shoes or boots may get covered in...
muck.
When driving in icy or wet weather, you must take care because the roads are...
skiddy.
Which word would you use as a term of endearment, even with strangers? Would you use a term, you know, if you don't use a term of
love, maybe.
Which word would you use to refer to someone as very attractive?
Bonnie.
What is your word for spreading rumours?
gossip, I think.
A picture is not hanging straight, it's hanging...
crooked.
What do you call a very small piece of wood that's got in your finger?
Splinter.
What do you call a person in men's shoes and boots?
Cobbler.
And do you have any other words that you'd like to think of running through that?
Well, I told the woman a word because I did it. I was somebody at Rydale because I'd just done some magpies in Norpt to kill them.
Ah.
But I didn't know how to spell it. Not really.
You knocked him, yeah.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
I've never heard that.
Mm. K-N, I think it's K-N, A-U-P-E-D, I said to the woman.
Mm. What are you doing?
Can you get a magpie? Sure. You've caught magpies. Maybe right. I'm supposed to do that. In a larson trap. And hit him over head with a stick.
Yeah, well.
No, you say not.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I'll turn this one off